Howdy, I'm Jeremy Kitchen, and you're listening to This Week in Texas.
Howdy, good morning, and welcome to This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen, and our aim this week is to give you an update or a preview on what's ahead in the Texas legislature. The Speaker, Speaker Phelan, announced last week that the House will meet three times this week. They'll start convening today at 4 p.m. and then follow Wednesday and Thursday. There's various bills moving through the committee process this week in the House. There's various civil asset forfeiture bills being heard in the House Criminal Jurisprudence Committee today at 2 p.m. Representative Kane's House Bill 343 is being heard in the House Human Services Committee tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. And this bill prevents the use of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits from being used to buy sugary drinks and snacks. It's a refile of a bill that he filed last session as well that didn't get that far in the legislative process. Also, tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., the House State Affairs Committee will be receiving invited testimony only on billing errors related to ERCOT and any inaccurate or excessive charges. This is both a Governor Abbott emergency priority and a Speaker Phelan priority. Interestingly, this week there's a mix of testimony, if you will. There's public testimony and there's also invited testimony. Expect as the legislative session goes on that there will be more hearings where there's specific meetings set for public testimony. But for this one, for the House State Affairs Committee, it's invited testimony because I believe the intent is to have some of the power generator leadership, ERCOT, PUC leadership, and what have you, to come in and kind of answer questions from legislators. Thursday morning in the House Elections Committee, they'll be hearing a few bills. One of them will be an RPT legislative priority in the House Bill 574 by Greg Bonin. This bill specifically adds to the definition of fraud and increases penalties to a second-degree felony from what currently exists, which is a Class A misdemeanor. The House State Affairs Committee will also be meeting again at 8 a.m. on Thursday, and they intend to bring up a governor priority in House Bill 5, which is to increase or expand broadband here in Texas, and then various ERCOT and grid or power grid related bills that are both governor and speaker legislative priorities. The House Redistricting Committee will be meeting for the first time this session on Thursday. It's invited testimony only, and they will be discussing redistricting resources that are available to them and some of the demographic trends that we see here in Texas, both leading up through what's been the census process and then ultimately whatever comes out of the redistricting process. The Senate, on the other hand, will be meeting, convening for the first time here since last week, tomorrow, March 16th at 3 p.m. They've got committee meetings that are ongoing and set and scheduled throughout the remainder of the week. Ongoing right now, the Senate has the Senate State Affairs Committee meeting on various abortion-related bills. These include the Heartbeat Bill, Senate Bill 8. It includes the Prohibition of Abortion Bill, Senate Bill 9, and Senate Bill 1173, which is the PRENDA, or this session's version of the PRENDA Non-Discrimination Act bill, and others. On Tuesday morning, the Senate Business and Commerce Committee is hearing bills related to both Beer to Go, which is it's not an official governor priority, but it's something Governor Abbott has opined on several times between when the pandemic started in last March to now. And similarly to the House, some ERCOT-related power storage regulation bills. The Senate Transportation Committee is also taking up two bills on Wednesday morning related to governor emergency items and similar to that of the House and Senate Bill 5, which is the expansion of broadband services or broadband collectively across Texas, and then Senate Bill 507 by Senator Robert Nichols, which is also similar to the expansion of broadband. Right now, the status of legislative priorities just generally. Expect this week for priorities to actually start moving. As you can kind of tell from the committee meetings that we just talked about, some of the governor and speaker, lieutenant governor priorities will be the ones that are moving first. Those are the things that are getting hearings. As of right now, the only Republican Party of Texas legislative priority that is set for a hearing is the election-related bill by Bonin that we talked about earlier. Expect that this week will be consumed of a lot of ERCOT-related priorities, as well as some of those rural broadband bills. This week marks the pivot point, or really the second chunk, if you will, of session where all the bills can actually start, begin to move through the legislative process. We just ended on Friday of last week, the first 60 days, or the constitutional provision for the bill filing deadline. So we know our bill universe, if you will, of the over 6,000 bills that have been filed. And so you can expect this week and really the weeks leading up towards the end of session to see some of those priorities kind of move through first, and then some of the other bills trickle up in those calendars to get longer and longer. Just as a reminder, we are 77 days away as of today, 77 days away from the end of the legislative session. So we'll be doing these updates every week. Make sure to stay up to date with everything that we've got going on at TexasScorecard.com. Until then, I'll see you next week. Thanks.
That's it for this week's update. Thank you for joining us. If you like today's show, please consider taking a minute to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform and leave a review. You can also go to TexasScorecard.com to find more shows and content to help be an informed citizen. Until next time, and in liberty, God bless Texas.